Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
What's up, my friends? It is Wednesday. We are so back. We missed you guys so much last week. I'm so sorry. But we're here now. This is Oral Stimulation. You can reach us at oralstim@gmail.com. Twitter is at oralstim. Facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. There's so many ways to get a hold of us. You guys have no excuses. Of course, I am Melissa, and I am joined by my amazing co-host, Alex, tonight.
Good evening, Melissa.
How's it going?
Good, good.
Good. You know what? I'm feeling so dirty tonight. I'm so happy to be back. I just want to get crazy. I want to talk about those nights where you get all dressed up and you go out to the bar with one intention.
What's that?
That is to fuck, to get fucked, to get laid, to get it on with some stranger.
So your whole intent for going out is to get all dolled up.
Yeah.
And to get you a piece of ass, huh?
Yes. Those one night stands, you hope you never see him again because you know you're going to do something stupid.
Stupid?
Well, maybe, yeah. So.
But it could be different. I mean, it could be like the best night you ever had. It doesn't have to be stupid.
Yeah, but they'll hold it against you forever. Listen, we're going to get right into this because okay. I'm excited about this one. So I want to set a scene for you.
Okay.
I want to know where you stand on this whole thing, okay? And if anybody else wants to weigh in on it, if they've got a good one-night stand story, call us up at 1-800-893-9562. We'll be happy to listen to you. So, Alex, here we are. You're
yes.
at the bar, right?
Okay.
The clock is ticking. Time's running out. What's it gonna take for you to notice one girl in that whole bar?
If it's towards the end of the night, I'm probably heavily intoxicated. So my judgment may be impaired at that point. But I will admit, the one thing I will definitely be looking for are the hoop earrings. As pointed out in one of the previous shows, you said the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe, right?
Yes, that is true.
So
is it just the big hooped girls that are left at the end of the night?
Well, I think that's actually a good question because some of them already may have left.
True. True.
If it's at the end of the night, I think I might have many to choose from. But hopefully, if it's something good, then I'll move forward with it.
So besides the hoop earrings, what catches your attention? What makes you see a girl and be like, yes, her tonight?
You know what? I'm a sucker for smiles. If I see like a really nice smile, I will literally stop right there. But if it's just for that night, I'm looking for a straight ass. I'm an ass guy. I'm going to look straight.
So you're looking down.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay, so you've made eye contact with a girl or ass contact.
Okay.
Right. You have your target in mind. Are you waiting for her to come over to you or are you going to take the initiative?
Well, it depends. If we already kind of exchanged glances and we practically already eye fucked each other, I mean, at that point, she wants the D.
You just know.
Oh, yeah. It's just something you know. If you're just sitting there like kind of like goo-goo eyeing at each other,
uh-huh.
at that point, I mean, it's on. If she sits there and rolls her eyes, all right, I'm next. I already know it's not done.
Okay.
I mean, I have no chance.
So you're ready to be aggressive then?
Yeah. At that point, I'm like, hey, girl, what's your name? Where you stay at?
Where you stay at? You want to know? if a guy came up to me and asked for my address...
Well, not necessarily. Say if I'm like, I'm partying in LA. I mean, I'm an Orange County guy.
Okay.
So if I'm LA, she's not going to want to drive down Orange County.
Yeah, true.
We're going to straight go to Momo.
Ooh, you're going to have to set it up.
Yeah. Well, it's either like the car, the motel.
The car.
Yeah, if it's classy, I'll take her to a hotel.
Oh, so okay. So the type of girl dictates where this is going to go down.
Yeah, I think it depends how quick I want my nut to at that point. You know, if it's something like wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's like, hey, let's go to my car. I want to listen to some CDs.
You do have those tinted windows.
Yeah, and at that point, sorry, I'll get some head and then kick her out with a handful of change.
What?
Yeah.
You're so mean.
It's for the taxi ride home. It varies. If it's, I think like for one night stands, it, that's where it's kind of tough. You know what I mean? You kind of, if it's something, if I'm intoxicated and if it's something that I really want, if I'm like set for it, maybe like I've been kind of like watching her for the night and I'm imagining like hitting it doggy style, or like if she has a pretty face, me, you know, me being on top of her and like seeing something nice to look at. I mean, that'll set up the scene. But if she has some nice DSLs, I just want straight head. I don't even want to touch her pussy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but you're not going to be too aggressive, right?
Well, define too aggressive for me.
Too aggressive is if a guy's not cute. It doesn't matter. If he's not cute, it's too aggressive. Just back up. But if a guy's cute, if he smells good, if he smells like mints and cologne, oh, it is on.
So you're going by like the different types of senses then, all right? I mean, obviously like through sight, and then if they smell, and the minty, I guess if you want to taste his lips or taste his mouth.
I mean, he doesn't even have to look that good. If I can just close my eyes and smell him.
You'd be okay with that.
I love the way guys smell.
I mean, are you more of like a heavy cologne type of guy? You know, some guys just like, it's just like they just got out of like a cologne shower.
Yeah, and some guys like that, but like you can just, not overpowering, but you know, if a guy, some of those deodorants and like body sprays and stuff,
I know,
it smells so good.
Well, how about if a guy has like a, you know, some women, they like a guy to smell like a little, like they have like a little sweat, like, you know, like a man smell to them.
Yes,
to know that, I mean, are you attracted to that at all?
Yeah. If it's mixed with that, like, I don't even know what those smells are. Ocean waves. I have no idea.
Ocean waves?
I don't know what. Ocean waves and pine trees. I'm not sure what those actual smells are.
It's like, reminds me of like an Old Spice commercial right now.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that popped up in my head.
Ah, but, oh, man. That just makes me want to like get close to a guy. Kiss his neck.
Really?
Kiss his chest.
Yeah, if I'm at a bar and a girl's like, actually, that's one of the pickup lines I use if I'm at a bar.
Yeah, tell him your trick.
My trick? I'll spray two colognes on, one behind each ear. And I'll, they're like, hey, what's your name? Where are you guys from? Blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, you know, the girl will be like, hi, my name's Linda. Hi, nice to meet you, Linda. Blah, blah, blah. Can you help me out with something? Yeah, what's up? You know, I'm caught between two types of colognes. Can you help me out? Which one you like better? And I'll be like A or B. And at that point, like, you know, we're close. Hopefully that smell is like a good smell.
Yeah, you pull them in a little bit closer.
Yeah. And then your hands on their hips.
Now, you do this in bars. Does this also work in grocery stores, at church, the gas station?
Actually, the one place that I think I use it more effectively is probably at a bar. It's kind of awkward at church. You see them all the time. Hey, I got a new cologne. You want to help me out? Now, if I'm at a gas station, if it's something totally random, if I really wanted to grab a girl's attention, I mean, I don't know if I'm asking her to help me smell my cologne or with something like that.
Okay. All right. So we're going to stick to the bar scene.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. So you're cool with being aggressive towards a girl. But what if she gets aggressive towards you? What if this girl walks over and just grabs your junk, squeezes it, pulls you in, and says, I want you tonight?
I'm right here, right now. I'm in. If she just goes up to me and grabs my dick and says, like, you know, let's grind. I'm like, when and where? Let's go.
You like that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to go. I'd run to the bathroom right away. Go to the boys' bathroom. Boy sounds terrible. The men's restroom, sorry. And then at that point, it's like, sometimes you need to let your hair down, let loose. You know what I mean? But if it's somebody where it's like, sometimes I don't like it too aggressive. I mean, at that point, if she's like straight up like sloppy, like, come on, whip it out. I want to suck your dick right here. Then I'm like, no.
No.
Yeah.
See, I'm not aggressive at all, but I'll definitely make sure that a guy knows if I like him.
By doing what?
Well, it's subtle things. Your jokes are a little bit funnier. You know, if I like you, I'll make sure to touch you. I'll grab your arm. I'll lean forward. It's obvious. You know what I say it's obvious? I don't know if guys pick up on those signs. It's obvious to me if I'm like, oh my God, look at this guy.
I think it's a sign for guys. You know, funny you say that. It's like, I could say like, hi, and a girl's already laughing. In my head, I'm like, dude, she's into me. I don't mean to get like big headed, but it's like, I don't know. Like, you know, right? When a guy's like interested in you, like you just have this sense, like that spidey sense, right?
I think so. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I'm like ultra romantic. I read into everything. So if a guy shows a little bit of interest, I'm like, oh man, what's my wedding dress going to look like?
So you're already jumping ahead, right? But you're also the same person that says, like, when you see somebody, you wonder what kind of fuck face they make, or if they scream, if they moan. And I mean, don't you? I mean, so you go, do you go wedding dress first, or do you go like fuck face first?
I definitely go fuck face first, because what if it's bad? There will be no wedding dress.
Okay, so say if it's bad, would you mind just rolling over and letting him hit it doggy style so you won't have to look at his face?
Well, no. I mean, I know his face is good. I mean, but if he's not good, if he's like awkward or fumbly or, you know.
Yeah, then it's to the next one night stand.
On to the next. You have to get out while there's still enough time to go pick up someone else.
Yeah, so what if time's running out? Then what do you do?
What do you mean?
Like on your end, like, so, like, have you ever been wrong like that? Like trying to read a guy and it was bad? Or have you said you're like a good judge of character as far as that goes?
I'm pretty good. There was, you know, speaking of the difference between, do you hit it in the car? Or do you hit it, you know, do you take him back to your place? There was one night I was out with the bar with my friends and I was talking to a guy and his friend was with him. And he kind of said, he leaned into my ear and he said, hey, you know, touch this guy's hip.
Okay.
And I was like, what? Okay. So I touched the guy's hip and he jumped. He had a gun. He was a cop. And I was
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He was like undercover?
Yeah. It was so hot. I don't know. I was so turned on by that. I ended up taking him out to my car and he went down on me right there.
So like literally, were you wearing like a skirt? Were you wearing a dress, jeans?
I was wearing jeans. That's why I have the window tint.
So what happens is, so kind of like run over the scenario for me. You put your hand on this guy's hip and you know, realize it was a gun right away?
Quick. No, not, he showed me eventually because I didn't believe him. I was like, what do you have there, you know? And then we were kind of talking and the body language, you kind of get into it and it starts, you know, you start with the hand holding and then the kissing, the touching, and you're like, oh, I forgot something in my car. And they're like, oh, I'll come with you. And then you just kind of disappear.
So you kind of let him on, or was he?
I did. Yeah, I was totally the aggressor. But I mean, I wasn't aggressive. But I definitely let him know where that night was going.
And did it end up as you expected?
Yeah. He was unbelievable.
So he just straight up just went to, like, he just ate you out the whole, yeah, for however long it was.
Yeah, and he started actually when I had my thong still on. No one's ever done that before. But I mean, he ate around, he went up and down my thighs. It was, oh, it was so hot. It was so hot. No one's done that since either. And so I definitely go back to that when I'm fantasizing about my past.
Yeah, I definitely go back to the happy place.
So, what? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, so would that encourage you to do it more? Like, did you talk to him ever, like, after that night?
Yeah, we did talk, but we never actually hooked up again after that. I think it was the alcohol and the chemistry and just the perfect storm of a situation. And then there was nowhere to go after that. I don't talk to him anymore. You know, it kind of trailed off, but.
Can I ask you, like, it's probably more personal. Like, was that pretty empowering knowing that, like, you kind of had your way? Like, some guy was at your beck and call? Like, he just came down, like, ate you out. You have to do nothing for him.
Yeah. You know what? That's why I love going down on a guy.
You love going down on a guy?
I do, because I feel like it's such a powerful position. You know, you have their most sensitive part of their manhood in your mouth. You could bite down any second.
It does take a lot of trust at that point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a guy is so vulnerable at that point. You know, they're leaning back and they can't do anything. They're paralyzed, basically. Unless they get all nasty and push your head down. Then I'll stop and walk away. Just FYI.
Just like that?
I don't.
So if a guy, like, puts his hand behind your head and, like, pulls your hair and kind of, like, goes through the motion.
Oh yeah, like no, that's hot. Motion. That's hot. But if he, you know, shoves my head down on his cock and chokes me, I'll throw up on him. What?
You'll throw up on him? What if he just like he stopped you and just like just slapped it right across your cheek or your forehead, like purple mushroom?
No.
No?
No. You know what though? I do like to perform, so I'll take it all the way in my mouth and then pull it out and rub it back and forth across my cheeks so he can see it. I'll rub it up and down my lips and take my tongue up and down all over it. It's very porn star.
Are you like fondling his balls at this point?
Of course.
At this point?
Doing the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
We go down and lick him?
Yeah. If I like the guy.
If you like the guy?
I'll do. Yeah. If I like you, oh, you're in for something good.
Would you let him like teabag you?
It's kind of hard to get into that position, isn't it? I mean, isn't that kind of like a drunk party thing?
Well, I don't know. Alcohol always has a way of exciting.
I don't
people.
Know how guys teabag people. Like, if they're sitting on a couch.
Well, not necessarily. There's different ways of doing it. I mean, yeah, you could be sitting with your head laid out and like on the edge of bed, and the guy just kind of just dipping his balls in your mouth.
I'm no? thinking about balls in my mouth.
Actually, I did notice you did bring some Skittles.
I did.
How's your jaw feeling tonight?
It's good.
It's good?
It's good.
Nice.
It's been a while. It's been a couple days.
Nice. With the Skittles or without?
Without. I told you that whole little thing about if a guy's so big and then you're going to choke on the Skittles. I'm still trying to work past that.
Did you try the fruit roll-up?
No.
The fruit by the
no,
foot?
That's an amazing idea.
You should try it.
I'm going to.
I hope you think about me when you're doing it too.
Of course, absolutely. I think about you more than you know.
Stop it some more. I don't know what to say to that.
Okay, so wait. Now let's get back to you. So you've got this girl at the bar. You've decided she's worth it. And she lives around the corner. You head over to her place. And you walk in and it's not what you expected. Maybe it's a little advanced for you. She's got toys. She's got a full-on sex dungeon. What are you going to do? Does that scare you off if she pulls out the furniture?
Actually, I got a story actually to tell that happened to me one time. This totally goes. It's actually perfect for this.
Okay, I'm loving your face so far.
Yeah, I'm excited actually. It took me a bit, like you had your happy spot or your happy time. This is actually a good memory for me.
I'm intrigued.
We were actually at a bar, kind of going through the whole talk, right? And it was like 2 o'clock, there was closing, and I was with two buddies. And we were trying to hook up or meet girls or whatever the case may be. And we totally failed. Like the girls weren't feeling us that night, nothing was working. It seemed like everything we tried, it was a total fail. What happens is somebody brings up, let's go to a strip club. That point, it was like 2 o'clock. I go, fuck it, let's go to LA. They close at 4. We're like in Orange County. We drive up to LA. I won't name the spot, but we go to a strip club. And we were pretty buzzed at this point. We probably should have been driving, but we were out having fun. At that point, you know, we're invincible. So we go to a strip club and we're just there and we're straight up. I mean, we want to fuck. At that point, and we're like, fuck, how's this going to work out? We don't want to get cock teased. At that point, the whole thing, like, fuck, do we really want to pay for this? The whole thing. So we get there, and I just straight up go to this girl comes up to me. I'll never forget her. She's like 5'8", dark brown hair. She's Italian, like a nice rack, nice ass, tight body. I'm just looking at her, staring, like, goo-goo-eyed. She comes up to me, do you want to dance? I go, to be honest with you, I just want to fuck, straight up. And she looked at me like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know what? We're almost closing. I go, how much are dances anyways? I could tell she was high, right? And she's all, well, you know what? She's like, I'm going to get a couple more dances and I live around the corner. Why don't you come over and we could fuck? And I looked at her, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And
Just like that.
Just like that. It hurts to ask. I think the one thing I learned that night was like, when you beat around the bush, you play games, it doesn't work. You just be straight up and tell them what you want and it works. It's like, hey, can I get your phone number? And they'll tell you yes or no. So I tell this girl, like, I straight up want to fuck. She's like, okay, you know what? Let me try to make a couple more bucks. I need to pay rent. Let's get out of here. So she goes, does her thing. I'm telling my buddy, I go, dude, I'm going to go fuck this girl.
Wait.
He's like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, does she have a friend? I'm like, oh man, now I got to worry about my friend, right? So she comes back. I'm like, hey, you know what the thing is? I came with my friend. Do you have any friends? She's like, no, I have a roommate. She's cool. So at least, you know, safety numbers, right? We have like, I don't want to go by myself. I know she has some pimp waiting for me to beat the shit out of me. I mean, at that point, paranoia, like things are too good to be true, right?
Sure.
You don't know what's going to happen. So we get to the girl's place. She lives right around the corner. Me and my buddy were like thinking like plan A, plan B. Like, you know, what are we going to do? Hopefully we both hook up. The good thing about it is we both walk in, we both hook up. But this is where the story gets better. She walks me into her room, right? And I walked in. I thought I was literally a scene from a porn movie, a porno. She had a heart-shaped bed.
No way.
A freaking heart-shaped fucking bed.
Where do you even find those?
I don't know. I walked in and I call my buddy right away. I go, dude, you need to check this fucking thing out. She has a heart-shaped bed, like white, like it was white. Like white sheets, white comforter, everything was white. I tripped out. I called him in and she's like, no, it's about me and you. And then so she called her friend over and then her friend called him back. And then they actually, I was worried about them hooking up because at this point I know I'm fucking, right? Okay. So they hooked up. I was happy for him. But this is the story gets better. We get to the bedroom and I'm like all excited. I'm like, oh fuck, this is going to be fucking awesome. A heart-shaped fucking bed. And I'm like, fuck, is there cameras here? What's going on? Dude, she starts sucking my dick. I blow my load within like fucking 20 seconds.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So I go, holy shit, did this just happen? I'm like, oh man, what the fuck just happened?
She's like,
oh, fuck that. That's not happening. So I go, just give me a couple minutes. Total like embarrassed. I'm like, oh, great. You know, I'm good. Waiting for my buddy to finish. Let's get the fuck out of here. She's like, no, you're not leaving. So homegirl is crazy, right?
Well, she's got a heart-shaped bed. What do you expect?
Well, I didn't know what to expect. I'm thinking love, but it wasn't love. She literally, you're talking about like the dungeon of toys and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, she had paddles. She had whips. She had, like, I can't make this stuff up.
Just like out?
No, she had like this closet and it opened up and literally it just looked like an arsenal. She was ready to go to war. I'm like, holy shit. Dude, she had dildos, all these things. I'm like, uh-uh. I'm like, none of that. She's like, no, I'll get you back up. Don't even trip. I'm like, no, this isn't going to happen that way. So actually, after, you know, we were kind of going at it after a while, we went back at it. We're kind of kissing, making out. The thing that got me, you were talking about like kissing behind the ear and the whole thing around the neck. She bit my neck. And at that point, I was like, what the fuck? But I liked it. The more she would bite and nibble around my neck, the more I got hard and the more I wanted her. So she started biting me like everywhere. Like I'd bite like a trail of bite marks throughout my body. I was like, what the fuck? She rolls me over. She fucking starts spanking me with a fucking paddle. Right? And I'm like, holy shit, is this really happening? My buddy's like, afterwards, he was telling me, he's like, dude, what the fuck was going on in there? I go, and I told him the whole story actually all afterwards. So things got pretty crazy. I mean, I don't even know. After that point, to be honest with you, I came 3 times.
In one night?
Yeah. Well, the first one, I think I got a little excuse.
Yeah.
I kind of moved forward from it. And then after that, honestly, we woke up. We went for some Starbucks. And then that was that.
So do you still talk to her?
No.
Does she still work at that club? Is there a chance for
you know, I haven't been back to that club since. It was like one of those things. Because, you know what, honestly, I was kind of embarrassed if I were to go back to, like, oh, that's the guy I took and had my way with him.
That's true, because girls do talk.
Yeah, especially stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's another part, like, that I learned about myself. She wanted me, like, to choke her. I was in there, like, straight up choking her, like, with all my might. She literally, like, dictated the whole night. I felt like a little bitch. I'm not going to lie.
Alex.
Well, it was the truth.
Were you in love after that?
No, I think I learned a few things.
That sounds amazing, by the way.
Right? Jeremy, yeah. Have you ever had anything like that happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I'm into it.
It's like the one thing where it's like, you can't say you'll never do it again. You don't think it'll ever really happen, and then it happens, and you're like, You know, I wouldn't mind.
Well, it's always weird the first time when you're in rough sex like that, especially if you're not used to like a woman that wants to be handled that way. But after you get that first one out of the way, it's kind of cool.
But I think that's the hard part, because I think at the beginning you got to build that trust.
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk about it, but actually doing it, that's a whole other thing.
Well, do you need trust, or do you just need a girl who's going to take control and you'll just go along with it?
Well, I mean, it's like, I know a lot of girls that don't like their hair pulled. So if I go to pull a girl's hair and she's like, oh, hell no, get the fuck away from my head or my hair. I mean, I'm not going to try to choke her after.
You hook up with some pretty aggressive girls who say exactly what they want, don't you?
Well, I think that's a beauty of it. How often do you find a woman that knows what she wants?
I know what I want, but I don't say it like that.
You show them, right?
Yeah, I'll redirect their hand. I'm nice in the bedroom.
Nice. I want naughty. Fuck nice. Nice will get me in the bedroom, but I want naughty.
No, I'm a nice girl. I mean, in the sense that I'll take care of a guy.
Take care in what way?
Anyway, every way. I'll do whatever he wants. I told you, I'll do a porn star blowjob.
Really?
Yeah. I had a guy recently tell me that. What did he say? He said, while I was going down on him, he didn't know that his cock was so tasty. I mean, he said I made it look delicious.
We don't have mini tonight without the barbecue sauce or the ketchup.
Yes, it was sans condiments.
There you go.
There was no candy. This guy might be a turning point in my life. Maybe I can get rid of the food and just enjoy
some meat.
Yeah.
Some USDA choice meat.
You're disgusting.
What? That's like good meat.
I wouldn't know. I have no idea.
Well, no, I'm telling you.
All right.
I like me some meat.
Do you?
Yeah. I like a nice ribeye steak. Bone in. Medium rare.
Stop. You're so nasty.
Well, what about you, Melissa? Have you ever experienced anything kind of outrageous? Like on my end, like the girl I was with, she was the aggressor. Like, have you ever had like a one-night stand where you were the aggressor, or were you the one being kind of, how do you say, manhandled?
You know what? Well, like I said, there was that time when I led the guy, you know, downstairs and kind of showed him exactly what to do. But there was another time, one time.
This one time at band camp?
Listen, this isn't me, okay? This was totally out of my element. I was not in town. I was on vacation.
Like a cabana boy?
No. Like a promoter, a club promoter.
Okay.
You know how slick those guys are.
Oh, gosh, man. I wish I was a promoter.
Yeah.
Give me so much ass.
Of course. When he came up to me, like I knew it was on, because as soon as he opened his mouth, I heard that Vietnamese accent. It was over.
What did he say? You look good, girl. I like the way you look tonight. We love you a long time.
No, he was just talking about, the club or whatever. I didn't listen to what was coming out of his mouth exactly. I was looking at his biceps. I was looking at his stomach. He was so ripped.
And then?
All right, I'm going to go into it. But first, I want to let people know, if they want to call in with their stories, 1-800-893-9562. I want to hear what happened on your one-night stands on your vacation.
Fuck that, Melissa. You're not getting away from this. I want to hear this fucking story, please.
So he comes up to me.
Nobody call in.
With his Vietnamese accent. And, well, he ended up taking me, grabbing me around the waist and kissing me right there. I mean, in front of everyone.
Like tongue down your throat?
Not tongue, but I mean, he dipped me and kissed me. Like it was, I felt like a Disney princess. It was the hottest thing ever.
Okay.
I love a guy who does that, who just takes control.
The hopeless romantic. Okay.
Oh man. Yeah. Anyway, we ended up meeting up later that night. He came and picked me up from a casino where I was out with my friends. And I didn't really have an idea of what was going to happen. I just knew I needed to see more of this guy. I wanted to smell him. I wanted to taste him, right? I was so ready for it. He took me back to his house and he made a little food and it was building, you know?
Okay, wait. So this guy goes and picks you up, right? Uh-huh. I just want to follow this. I'm writing notes, by the way.
Okay.
Sorry.
So yeah, no,
he picks you up and he takes you to his place and he cooks for you?
Yes. What kind of one night stand is this, right?
Dude, I got to question this guy's MO. Okay.
Okay, so.
At that point, do you know you're going to fuck him?
Yeah.
Wait, after he picks you up after he cooks?
Man, I knew as soon as he opened his mouth that it was on. It was just a matter of working out the logistics. But this was the night I discovered sriracha sauce, which I still eat to this day. And I think about him.
The cock sauce.
Every time. The cock sauce. The hot cock sauce. So, all right. So we're at his place. He's made me dinner. Things are kind of getting into that kind of, well, what are we going to do from here zone? So he pulls me in close and he starts kissing me in his kitchen. Then he leads me to the bedroom and it starts off slow and sweet. Like he knows exactly what he's doing. He starts undressing me and he's kissing me and he's running his fingers through my hair and he's telling me how I look and, you know, he's so lucky to be with me and all this stuff.
What? Right?
That's so romantic. So I'm melting. I'm a puddle.
Not only are you melting, are you like moist?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I was.
What is Niagara Falls wet?
I was so ready. So.
Could have been like me 20 seconds ready.
The longer he took, the hotter it got. And just the more intense I wanted to just take this guy. So he gets me undressed and he gets undressed. And we start, you know, he starts on top. Very traditional, normal, whatever. And then he gets up and he starts doing these different positions. And I had been very, very vanilla up to this point. I feel like I learned everything in this one night. Yeah. This guy, honestly, this guy may be the reason I'm sitting in this chair tonight. He opened me up to everything, literally.
He totally turned you out.
He did. Oh my God. At one point, he had my legs over my head. And what is that called? I don't remember the name of the position, but I mean, he was, you know, up on his feet going at it.
Like pounding you.
Yeah. And then he put his hands, I hate this, but I let this guy do it. He had his hands on my throat. He was choking me to the point where I felt like I was about going to pass out, you know, just from the choking and it was so intense. Oh God, it was so hot.
No, it sounds good. Keep going, but please.
He flipped me over. He did me in every position. I mean, he didn't pull out any toys, and I was glad because it was so intense as it was. I would have been weirded out if he'd tried anything else. But he took me from behind. He took me on top. I was on top. This went on for hours, which really makes me think he was probably on something because I don't know a guy who can come and then keep going. But at one point, I was sitting up. He was going at it. You know, he was in front of me. Okay. And then, right, I could tell he was about to come, but I didn't know what he was going to do.
Was he like grunting or something?
You know, you can see someone's face and you can hear him. But he pulls it out of my pussy and he starts stroking it and he comes all over my face.
Money shot.
I knew at that moment we were probably not getting married. But after that, he didn't stop. It kept going. It went for like 5 or 6 hours.
Holy cow.
I know. And that Vietnamese accent. Oh, man.
What was he saying? Like, say my name, say my name.
No. I mean, he was speaking English, but he just had a little bit of an accent. That just made it even hotter. But when it was over, finally, as the sun was coming up, he was so sweet. He, you know, we laid in his bed and he cuddled with me and the whole thing. And he ended up taking me back to my hotel in the morning. And we said our goodbyes and we haven't talked since.
So that was it. Like, you know what? That's funny. The same thing happened with me. It's like after that night, it was over and done with.
I know you can't really say anything to them afterwards. You know, what can you say? Where can you go from there?
Are you ready for some more?
That was amazing, though. Thanks. Now, come on, guys. You've heard our stories. So do call in 800-893-9562. I've been talking to a lot of you this week, and I know you guys have stories, too.
Yeah, but on your end, I mean, yeah, like a 5-hour marathon.
Yeah.
Like, was your pussy sore as fuck the next day?
Yeah, for like a week.
Right?
I had to drive all the way back home.
Like, it was like a throbbing type of sensation?
It was, yeah. I mean, it felt good, but.
Yeah, I mean, like, no pain, no gain, right? I mean, a little pleasure, a little pain.
Yeah. And he was huge, too. Everyone says Asian guys are small. That's such a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. It's, trust me, I'm the expert. It's a lie.
Expert in what, Asian men?
Yes.
But I think that goes for anybody, though, or any kind of race or nationality. I think there's like the, you know, they all come in different sizes. Circumcised, not circumcised. It's random, right?
You're getting weird now on me.
Why? Because I'm comfortable with circumcised penises? Or
yeah.
Circumcised?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So, you're a stripper girl.
Yeah.
If she wasn't a stripper.
Yeah.
Well, maybe even if she was a stripper. Would you be able to continue a relationship after a night like that?
You know what, though? I think about that because there's times when I, like, after the fact, I'm like, dang, dude, like, I want to go back to that moment. Just like with you, with the cop guy that, like, ate you out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's times when I go back, but I think I relive it or I revisit it with other women. It's like, you know, like paying it forward, sharing is caring.
Oh, yeah. So.
Because some of the stuff that I did learn, I mean, it's kind of hard. It's like, you know, like say, like hypothetically, you and I had sex. Like, I'm not going to tell you, like, I want you to.
Hypothetically, again here.
If I tell you, like, I want you to bite me like a vampire on my neck, you're like, oh, like this? I mean, if it's not right, it's not right. You either have it or you don't. You know, the chemistry, that's where it's kind of. I mean, and the choking part of it. I mean, did you ever think yourself you would sit there and like get choked by
a
guy like
that? No, and I've never let anyone do that since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tell people straight up, I'm like, do not touch my neck. It's just, it'll be done.
But I think it's different though. I think when you're like your inhibitions, like you get caught up in the moment, you know? And you totally failed on by your story, by the way.
Why?
Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas and you totally broke that rule.
I didn't say it was Vegas.
Oh, was it? You said a hotel. I just automatically assumed. Oh, I said Cabana, right?
Vegas is the only city with hotels now.
Well, promoters.
You know me too well. Of course it's Vegas. Where else do people do that?
Well, you said promoter and hotels. I automatically assumed. Maybe that's because I go back and forth too often.
Yeah.
I'm going back there this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
I have an assignment for you then.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with a bunch of Asian girls. I'm doing an Asian gangbang.
All right. Well, you skip the Asian gangbang, and I want you to go find a girl.
Find a girl?
I want you to have a one-night stand.
Why does it have to be one?
All right. Find two girls.
I want like a two for one.
And a binder of girls. I don't care.
A binder? How many are in a binder?
As many as you want. But, yeah, you go find some girls. I want to see if you can take two girls, actually.
I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, just like that?
Yeah, no doubt
okay.
In my mind.
All right. What would you do?
To initiate it?
Mm-hmm.
I would go to one of them, and I would use the other one to help me out to get the other one.
So you find girls that are together, or
well,
choose
it depends.
Your targets separately?
Well, I would find a girl that maybe that's looking for some fun at that point, and I would kind of like talk to her, get a feel for her, and if she's down... I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's in the water, if it's in the alcohol, it's in the air, the dry air, in the desert air. But like something about Vegas, it's like the inhibitions just go down. At that point, it's really that easy. It's and it's really dictating it. It's like,
it's
hey.
It's winter time.
What's that?
It's winter time though.
So what? the girls will still be wearing like next to nothing. It doesn't matter what it is.
All right. Okay. So
Vegas.
You're going to find one girl. You're going to get her in on your little plan.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her. I go, hey, this is what we're going to do tonight. You know, we're going to go find a girl, and then we're going to bring her back, or we're going to do this or do that. Depending, well, I have to kind of agree with it all, from that point. And at that point, it's literally that easy. It's like, look, we're going to go grab this girl. You're going to bring her back. It's that easy.
Back to your room.
Yeah.
Which one do you start with?
Which girl?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to, you let them do it. They initiate it, and then you jump in.
Oh, you're so experienced on this.
No, I don't know. I mean, I heard that's what you do. Because if it's like me, say it's me and you, right? And then like there's another girl, she's just watching. She might not be into it as much. But if the two girls, at least they could get each other going, you know, the soft, sensual, and you come in, just kind of manhandle both of them. You get the both, the little pleasure and the pain.
Okay.
Right? It makes sense, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
So you're telling me if I approached you in that way, you wouldn't do it? You'd be like, oh, hell no?
Do you have that mustache still?
Wait, I could shave it. Technically, Saturday is the first. I'm doing it for prostate cancer.
I'd be a lot more inclined if you didn't have the mustache.
Wait, what's that?
I'm just saying.
Do I look creepy with it?
Kind of.
Some girls like creepy.
Okay, fine. So
I'll be a creeper.
You have your two creepy lovers. You take them back. Are they making out with each other?
Yeah. You have to initiate it. It usually starts off, well, I would start it off with a sensual massage.
On both of them?
Well, I think it's like one of those, like, you know, like say there's one of them that will both massage her. At that point, you know, it's going to turn into other things.
Do you go down on both girls?
Yeah.
In a one night stand?
Hell yeah.
Really?
No hesitation. At that point, I think it's a fair game. If it's maybe me and another guy and a girl, then I think there's a different set of rules. But if it's two girls, I don't give a fuck. I mean, that's open game.
Do you kick them out before the morning? Or do you let them sleep with you?
I think I leave them there and I leave.
It's your room, Alex.
That's right. They'll eventually leave. I get freaked out with stuff like that because I've had friends that I've actually, like, they've had their car stolen. Stuff like that, yeah. They're like literally they knock out and then they totally got set up, like they get robbed, or you know, the next you know their car keys are gone and they're off with their bands.
No way.
Yeah. So I mean it's got Vegas is crazy.
I guess I got lucky.
You got lucky?
Yeah, I just got fucked by a Vietnamese guy and learned about sriracha sauce.
Winner winner chicken dinner. So maybe it was something in that cock sauce.
That could be, but I've never been so turned on from cock sauce since that night.
So the sriracha has like a special memory.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the thing. I haven't talked to the guy since, but I do have his number.
So would you hit him up and he'd be like, oh yeah, I remember you.
I know. All of your face. Me.
What if he texts you back or called you and you called him and he gave you like the, who is this? How do I know you?
That's why, you know what? That's why I wouldn't call him. Because what if this is like such a hot memory for me, but this is like, you know.
Yeah, you were like number 258.
Yeah, hey. We should have a moment. Do you? That's a good question though. I mean, do you remember your one night stands? Do you... Or is it just a one-night stand and when the alcohol wears off, they're gone?
You know what the funny thing is? I have a girlfriend that every time it's her birthday, she has a one-night stand. I don't know what it is. It's like an anniversary thing for her. Well, if she's not in a relationship. If she's in a relationship, she won't do it, but...
I'd do it anyway.
You would?
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't. Any future husband who's listening, I would not do that.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's important. You know what I mean? I think it happens. I think it's different. Like if you're talking about like husband material, if you get married, stuff like that doesn't happen.
Sure.
But I mean, I don't know. Studies say, I think like once you're a cheater, you kind of do that, right? I mean, you're kind of naturally to one night stands. I think a lot of people do it because there's no strings attached. It's like literally
like an addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the exact stat or the numbers, but sorry, I didn't do my homework. But I know, I think that happens. Like a lot of people, they just would rather just do the one night stands.
Yeah. But yeah, you're absolutely right because you learn something, you take something from it, and then you apply it to your future one-night stands.
Oh, yeah. That's what they call transitional relationships. You transition from one to another. You take what you like and you don't like, and you apply it to the next one.
So now, you've had the one-night stand experience. What about the booty call experience? Would you prefer that over a long-term relationship? Because there's the stability. There's the opportunity to get to know a person and maybe live out some of your freakier fantasies that you wouldn't unleash in a one-night stand.
No, the booty call doesn't really work for me as much because I think at some point somebody gets, they like one more than the other. So that wouldn't work for me.
Are you the one who falls?
Yeah, I think I've fallen before. I know what it's like to fall. But on my end, I'm pretty guarded. So, like, I'm cautious about that. So I'll be careful not to lead a girl on as far as that goes.
See, I'm so stupid. As soon as I see a guy's cock, I'm, like, in love.
Really?
Yeah.
I get the, aw, how cute.
No, you don't. But no, there have been situations where I'm like, oh, yeah, this is just going to be a one-night thing. It's going to be fun. And then before you know it, you're talking to that person every day, you know?
Yeah, see, I mean, at what point do you even discuss that? Like prior to, or do you go and do it like balls deep? And then like, then you think about it like the day or two after, like, did that just happen? Do I really want to be with this person?
I know, you toss it back and forth in your mind, and then you can't really bring it up because you don't know if they're serious or they're still in one-night stand mode.
Yeah. So that actually is a good question, though. I mean, I think a lot of people, well, what do you think? Do you think a majority of people, like, actually think that far ahead? Or it's like they're caught up in that moment, like, you know, like with us, like with you, with that, the guy that ate you out, or like...
I do. I mean, I knew as soon as he came on my face, I was like, okay, well... He doesn't see me as a wife, but it's okay.
It's okay.
There'll be others.
Yeah, come fuck me again.
I wouldn't mind if he came out here. I could take him into my sex dungeon.
Wait, actually, let me ask you a question. So that whole time that you're with him, were you ever aggressive at all with him?
No.
You just let him have his way with you?
Yeah. I mean, I set it up. He knew that I was into him. He knew that I was down for whatever, but I really let him take the lead and just have his way.
Okay, and prior to that, I mean, besides him or maybe after that, are you usually the aggressor in your sexual relationships?
I would say so. Because I think I have a pretty high sex drive.
So, but if a guy were to flip it on you and it wasn't to the expectation you have because of that guy, do you just go back and kind of like have your way with him?
I don't think anything's going to live up to that night.
I wouldn't say,
you know,
anything.
Because I mean, it was because it was like I learned so much. It was the first time. Everything was new. Everything was weird. I didn't know where I was. It wasn't probably the smartest thing to do, but it was a lot of fun.
Were you drunk?
No, I don't drink. Maybe one or two drinks, but not so drunk that I'd let some stranger take me home and feed me cock sauce.
You know? But see, at that point, you said you kind of wouldn't do it, but you had enough trust to, like, for him to pick you up and to go back to his place.
Yeah, but I mean, that accent.
So it's the accent.
It really was the accent. Dude.
What if he was from London?
No.
That doesn't work?
No.
Australian?
No.
It has to be some sort of Asian country?
Yes.
Damn.
London.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Asian British accents get me.
That's
any
all
kind of Asian
is.
Accent. I don't even care if it's like Filipino, Japanese, whatever.
Something thick, huh?
Oh, God. They have an Asian accent and they smell good? Fuck.
Dude, I think there's a puddle under your chair. Jeez.
I think so.
Somebody with an Asian accent, call in. Get Melissa all hot and bothered.
I've got my bag of Skittles here.
So I could take advantage of her on the way home.
What's the number, Alex? 800-893-9562. And of course, if anybody wants to follow up on this topic later, they can get back to us at OralStim. That's our Twitter. There's OralStim@gmail.com. And of course, our amazing Facebook page that I actually post on quite a bit.
Do you?
Yeah, and I know people can see it, but no one responds. Facebook.com/OralStimulationRadio.
All right, so I'm going to Vegas this weekend. I heard you're going someplace too.
I am. I am going to be at BentCon with the Skid Row Studios booth.
Oh, yeah.
It is the, what is it, LGBT media convention.
That's in Burbank, right?
It is. It's at the Burbank Marriott.
Okay.
I'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
Well, what time?
I'm not really sure. I'll be in and out.
No, but what time's the event go on for?
I think it starts at noon.
Noon. What time are you going to be there? Because our listeners would probably rather see you anyways.
Yeah.
You should bring Skittles and hand them out.
I should. Maybe I'll do that.
You should.
I'm going to have my cute new flyers.
Or you know what you should do?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a case of Rolos. And if you give them out to guys, cut them, give them out how big you think their cocks
measure?
Are.
Measure? Yeah. Yeah. We could have a competition.
Be like, dude, you look like a four Rolo guy. I think you should do it.
I think I should too. I think we should go live on the streets someday and do the Rolo measurements. I'm down with that.
Okay, so my assignment is to get two girls.
Yeah. I want you to have a two girl one night stand.
Okay.
I want pictures.
Oh, geez, that's pushing it.
Yeah. Well, come on. You've taken video of your friends.
Yeah, but that's different. I don't know if, like, I don't know. Never say never. I'm going to find me two Asian girls with an accent.
Yeah.
Would that turn you on? Are you turned on by Vietnamese women or Asian women?
No.
That have that accent?
No.
Damn, dude. I can never get a threesome with you, then I'm fucked.
No, I'm not saying I'm against girls. I'm just saying girls with an Asian accent just doesn't do it for me.
I got to find the right girl to get us in a threesome with.
Man, you've got big goals, don't you?
Yeah, I got to aim for the moon. Right?
I'm really curious to see how this is going to go down.
What's that? Our threesome?
No, your your Vegas weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to use it for practice for us.
Dirty. I can't even look at you half the time, Alex.
Why? I could look at you all night.
You make me blush. This is a good thing you're over there and I can't smell you.
Why?
Because I know you smell good.
You know I smell good?
Wait, so what if you know someone well and you just hook up for one night? Can you go back to a friendship?
I think yes and no. It's always tough, I think, after the fact. I think it always changes. But I think if it's like an understanding, I think you could work things out. If you guys could be adults about it.
You need a contract.
Not necessarily. I mean, I think if you guys have known each other for a while, you could work it out. I think it could be worked out after.
All right. Well, we are going to discuss this further and we will talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run?